Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanishing Goggleland Stories, a podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 320, season 13. Today's date is April 6, 2024, and welcome to the show. On today's program, I will talk about my health status, what's been going on for the past week. Also, it's like a special anniversary today, not a happy one. I'll discuss that later on. Also, I'll talk about Roz Viren. She was the traffic reporter on WLS TV Channel 7 in Chicago. And I'll talk about my memories of watching her. And of course, I will talk about the closing of the White Castle restaurant that's located at West 79th Street and South Pulaski Road in the Ashburn neighborhood of Chicago. I discussed this in episode 315. But now it's closing. I'll give you an updated version and my memories, of course. I'll talk about that as well. Right now, the program, we're going to commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Cheer Detergent. And this is a commercial from 1976. So once I play the commercial, there's the woman that's speaking. She's an actress. You may have seen her on television a lot, but you don't know her name. I'll explain who she is in that commercial. Okay. So sit back and relax, and I'll be right back with the show, folks. Thank you.
You know how when someone has a good thing going, they'll often just sit back and relax. That's why this improvement's so terrific. Because All Temperature Cheer had a good thing going. It was great in hot, warm, and cold water. But see, now it's even better. More cleaning in every water temperature. Hot, warm, and cold. Yeah, Cheer had a good thing going before. But now it's got a better than good thing going. Three temperatures, one better detergent. All Temperature.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Cheer Detergent. That's from 1976. The woman that is speaking in the commercial, that's actress Gail Strickland. She starred in a lot of TV, a lot of movies. She's one of those actresses. You would see her, you don't know her name, but you recognize the face, of course. She was in... starting from the 70s, like, for example, Mary Tyler Moore, MASH, Bob Newhart, Night Court, Cagney and Lacey, and Highway to Heaven. Oh, she starred in a lot of shows. The Rookies, Kojak. One of her earliest roles, I think her first one, was Dark Shadows. She was there for a couple episodes. She was there. Movies, she was in The Drowning Pool, that started in 1975. One-on-One, I think that was with Robbie Benson. She was in Norma Ray. Let's see, Man in the Moon, she was in that. So yeah, so she was also in The American President. So yeah, she was in a lot. She's still acting, I think. I haven't seen her in a while. So that's, I recognize. Oh, she was on Melrose Place. I remember that. She played Sydney Andrews' mom. she was like, Robert, if you're a fan of this show, you would recognize you. If you know the show and you if you watched the show back then, she was there. Okay, she was a good actress. I like her. Okay, as for Cheer, still around. That was introduced in 1950. During the 70s, they did the all temperature cheer. I mean, well, in the 60s, I'm sorry. And it would clean clothes in all water temperatures, hot, warm, and cold, just like it says in the commercial. And then they changed it, and then it's still around. And they used to call it Blue Cheer. Okay. And yeah, I still see it in the stores, so that's good. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I mentioned I'm going to talk about my health status and also Roz Varin, who was the traffic reporter on Channel 7 in Chicago. Also, I'll talk about the White Castles that was in the Ashburn neighborhood. First, I'll talk about my health status. I'll get this out of the way. This week, I went for my CT scan. It's not really a set. So this is the CT scan. The reason I went there is to get ready for my radiation, which will start April 15th. That's another week. I was hoping Monday I would start, but that's the way it is. I will go for radiation in the morning. They only last about half an hour. That's nothing. The difference between this and the last radiation I had, that was 39 days. This one's just 5 days, Monday through Friday, and that's it. That's all. And they want to zap that lesion on my 10th right rib. My doctor says hopefully we'll get it out. I believe it will, but hopefully once they do that, my PSA will plunge. It will go down, and I hope it does, because if it doesn't, we'll try medication or chemotherapy, which I don't want that, and I'm hopefully she won't recommend it. I hope it works. I really do. I hope it works. It doesn't hurt. You know, this morning my back hurts a little bit, but I think I slept funny. So I don't think it's the rib. No. Now I took some Tylenol, and now I'm okay. So it looks promising. It really does. And I posted on social media and telling people they all wish me luck and all that. Also, I still take medications. One was approved again, and then one was approved, and then the second one was approved, and now it's stuck again, just like last year. I hate that. It's annoying. Now I got to wait. And I ran out a few days ago. So hopefully I'll get back on that. If the radiation is successful, hopefully my oncologist or my urologist will tell me that maybe I don't need those anymore, the medications. Maybe one, hopefully. Keep your fingers crossed. Also, today, 4 years ago, I went in for my surgery. That they removed the prostate. And I remember that day like yesterday. It was during the coronavirus when it was intensifying, and it was very scary. I was very nervous. I was scared, not because of the operation. I mean, I was nervous about that. But, you know, the virus was raging, and, you know, that was the starting where we were wearing a mask. There was no vaccine. I was worried about myself. Also, I was worried about my family, my mom and my brother, you know, that would get affected. And so we woke up very early that morning, went to the hospital. I was operated. It was very successful. They removed the prostate. Of course, my mom and my brother were not allowed to visit me because of that. And they had to go home. The funny thing is, my mom had my glasses and my iPhone, so I had no one to call, or I can't see for about a couple of days, so I couldn't watch television. So I tried to call you know, they had a phone in the hospital room, but it was disconnected. I don't know why they did that. So I had to tell the nurse, I said to the nurse, look, can you please call my house and tell my mom to come over to bring my phone and my glasses? I can't see. Which she did. And I had to wait a while and they brought it to me and thank God, you know. So I stayed there for 3 days, wore a catheter and recovered. The following year, I had radiation, then took medication. It was a long, crazy trip. Still is in a way. Still is. Hopefully I'll get better. You know, it's just I've had health problems, every one of them. Of course, I have another one. Next month, I will be operated again to get the scar tissue stretched. This is the third time. This happens at prostate cancer patients all the time. Also, I have a bladder stone in my bladder. So my doctor will operate, which is my urologist. He'll operate and get rid of it because I have trouble urinating like that. So hopefully everything will be fine, you know. So it's an outpatient thing. It's nothing. I go in, they operate it, they put me under, and then I go home. Then they put a catheter on, which I hate, and then I'll go back and they'll remove it in a couple of days. Okay. So that was a scary time. It really was, you know, not just for me or my family. It was for the city, the country. It was just nuts, you know. So everything simmered down, you know. It was awful. It really was. Okay, let's get started. I will talk about Roz Varin. She was the traffic reporter at WLS-TV Channel 7 in Chicago. She just retired yesterday. I've been watching her from time to time. And she was also heard on the radio. Some people said that she was heard on WFYR at first. I believe that. I think she was heard like that. And then she was on WLS on the radio, of course. She was on that for many years. But, you know, I always watch her on TV. She's a lovely woman, you know, and she did her job very well, you know, and we all enjoy her. Also, she's a breast cancer survivor. Yeah, she is. And she didn't mention it much, but she did one time, you know, because this was, you know, it's a personal and private matter. Excuse me. So, you know, because it's a terrible disease. I've been through that. And, well, not breast cancer, but cancer as a whole. You know, and, you know, she survived. She had an operation and she's doing better. She's doing wonderfully. And so I do follow her on Facebook and Twitter or X, you know. And I think she reached out to me a couple of times, you know, and just say hello. I said hello, you know, because, and then they gave her a nice send off yesterday. You know, and she gave a lovely speech and she got reunited with some people that she knew at the studio, and she was just overwhelmed, you know, and it was beautiful. It really was. And I'm happy for her, you know. So I don't know what she'll do next. No idea. Maybe she'll travel or get another job. Probably not, but I hope she'll do well. I hope she'll be okay. You know, because we're all rooting for her. Also, she started the traffic report in 1989. I remember that, you know, 35 years ago. And she was on the same, she did the same job from the beginning to the end. You know, so you're just used to her watching on TV. You're used to her watching, listening to her on the radio. Yeah, it's kind of cool. So my best wishes to her. You know, I hope she lives a long, long life. We all need that. We all do. Okay. Next up, we'll talk about the White Castle restaurant. in Chicago. This is located at West 79th Street and South Pulaski Road, which is on the corner. A lot of people who live in this neighborhood know this place very well. And people that I went to school with, people who lived in my neighborhood in the old days, know that place very well. I mean, it opened in the early 1970s, but that's not the original building. They tore it down and rebuilt it, I think sometime in the 80s, late 80s or something. I'm not sure. The difference was, well, first, I talked about this in episode 315. I talk about my memories of going there because I went to Bogan High School, which is located across the street. I went there for lunch all the time. And there were other hangouts I went. Of course, there was Barnaby's Pizza. It was across the street. I went to Mr. Submarines. That was across the street, but not same location. That was on West 79th Street. I went to Toby's. That was further down. I went to Tasty Freeze. If I want a sandwich, I go to White Hen. You know, that was on Kaminsky, about a half a block away. So this was when I heard that this was closing, which was yesterday, and I go, whoa, oh my God, why? Someone posted on Facebook, they took a photo of the sign that says, we'll be closing on April 7th, which is tomorrow. That would be the last day. And they said, visit the other locations. One, the other one is at 79th and Loomis. And somebody, and the other one was at 63rd Street in South Cicero, right near Midway Airport. There's a couple near me in the suburbs, so I don't go. I didn't go to the one 79th and Pulaski just when I was a teenager. I never went afterwards. Not really. So this was special. And I go, oh, I got to go. I got to go have lunch there, you know, one last time. So I decided to do that. And so I went over. I drove over there. Well, I was on my way to Best Buy in Burbank. I went to buy a couple things. So I stopped by for lunch at White Castle's. And the funny thing is I took a picture of myself and the sign, you know, that I was to let people know I was there. So I went inside and I ordered. There were only two customers there. There were two older men. They were just hanging around like that. That wouldn't be allowed when I was a kid, no. But it was I don't get it. So I ordered a double White Castle, fries, no salt, and a drink. When I posted this photo yesterday, people are saying, "Why are you ordering one and just a small fry?" Well, there's a reason for this, because first of all, I'm not a teenager anymore. I'm 60, and you gotta watch your health and your weight. So I had one, and it was good. You know, added ketchup. I don't like pickles on it. And so I should order more, but I got to be very, very careful. I'm trying to lose weight. I really am. I lost 6 pounds so far. I should lose more because I haven't walked in a long time. I'm hoping to do that soon when the weather gets warmer. I can resume that once I beat this fatigue. And so they're like, no wonder it's closing because you just ordered one double slider. No, that's not it. No. So, you know, so I went inside. This wasn't the same place as when I was in high school. They had the stools and they had the manager that if you want to go to the bathroom, they buzz you in. Also, they had rules back in the old days when I went to school. Like, if you order, you have to dine in, finish your meal, and leave. Other kids not come in and loiter. I mean, they have to order. They can just not hang around and talk to you. That happened to me a couple times. You know, that happened to me when I went in and just to talk, because somebody was waving at me in the window and just doing that. I got in trouble. So you know what I did? I saved myself. So I saved my skin. I ordered something real quick. What was different about that place? You know, you actually saw the hamburgers cooking. And they were like that. I didn't see that. No, that was in the back now. It's changed. So I asked one of the employees, why is it closing? They wouldn't tell me. They would not tell me. Maybe they knew, but they can't say anything. I understand, you know. So I just, I didn't want to pry, you know. I don't want to push like that. So tomorrow's the last day. You know, if people in from the old neighborhood want to go there for the one last meal over there, please do, you know. I've heard rumors what's going to replace there. I don't know. Some people said they'll just tear it down. It'll be an empty lot. There'll be a Walgreens. Well, there was a Walgreens across the street, but now it's a Dollar Tree. So they closed that one. So I don't think it's a Walgreens. No, see. Then I received an email from someone that said that according to the alderman in that area, someone bought the land and the restaurant, and they're going to turn it into a Mexican restaurant. Okay. Number one, that's good news. It won't stay vacant. That's great. And of course, it's not going to be the same. There's a few Mexican restaurants around that area. You know, like the neighborhood has changed so much, you know. And so a lot of people that I went to school with or hung out, they don't live there anymore. Very few do, you know. And that's good news, I hope. But, you know, I also heard from people that some White Castles are closing in other locations. A couple have, but some are still around. So I don't know. I guess some people said the dumbest stuff, you know, like it was crime. It's too expensive. You know, people don't eat out. Well, part of it's true. The way how the economy is getting expensive. It's not like when the old days, when I was younger. So I believe this is true. I believe they just, they were bought out, because I think that's a low performing restaurant in the area. But when I went to school, it was thriving. It was busy all the time, busy, you know, because the original restaurant, you know, it had phone booths outside, you know, pay phones. Not anymore. Now we got cell phones. And then when they rebuilt it, they added a drive-thru. You know, I went through the drive-thru, you know, to drive out. It's so small. It's so narrow. I'd be very careful. I don't know why they did that. So, you know, so I ate there and then just looked around. And then I looked in front of the high school and all the memories just flooded. And I'm thinking all the kids that I remembered, the teachers. Some were wonderful, some were bad. It was too surreal. It was great. You know, and I felt a little emotional. I really did, because part of the memories that I went to Bogan, it's going to be gone. You know, it's going to be gone. After Sunday. So that's a shame. And then, according to most people on social media, they love White Castles. Other people can't stand it. It's garbage. It's crap. You know, it's good crap, if you ask me. But I love it. I get a hankering every time. I really do. Once in a while, I gotta have one. So I drive home. The one nearest me is in, what's that suburb? Chicago Ridge. So I go there. Or sometimes if I'm in the Orland Park area, I go there. But there's another one that's in Ogden and Harlem, in Berwyn. if I'm in the, that's on my way to the hospital and I see that, that one's busy. That really, it really is. Okay. So, you know, people still, you know, like I said, you know, it's open 24 hours. People have wonderful memories when they were in high school. They visit there like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, chowing down after drinking. I never did that. No. So, you know, it's because when you drive by, you know, it's always, it's open and it's lit, you know, inside like that. And it's beautiful. It really is. So. That's a shame. You know, but there was one where I lived in Roseland at 111th and Michigan. That was a little west. I never went to that one. No, I never did. So that's sad. Right now, I'm going to play a commercial. I played this commercial before in episode 350. It's White Castle Hamburgers from 1977. When I come back, I'll wrap up the show. Okay? So just sit back and relax. And here's the commercial from 1977, White Castle Hamburgers. And I'll be right back, folks. Thank you.
Ever notice how some things just don't fit? What's right for Junior, for example, may tie Dad up in knots, and Dad looks silly in Mom's hat. Same with hamburgers. Dad can down this one and more, but it's not made for little hands or small mouths. White Castle makes pure beef hamburgers just right for little hands and small tummies, so each member of the family can have as few or as many as he wants. Just as many as he wants.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Okay, everyone, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for White Castles from 1977. You know what? Like I said, I'm going to miss this place, you know, but that was special. It really was. You know, like I said, I still get a craving. You know, the menu has changed so much since I was a teenager. Because I remember when I went there, they had hamburgers. They didn't have chicken sandwiches or chicken rings, mozzarella sticks, fish. Not really. I only remember sliders, french fries. The french fries I remembered when I was in school, they were not crinkled. They were like straight. They were delicious. They really were good like that. They're still good like that. But like I said before, I try to avoid salt because it's hard. You know, because I have high blood pressure and cholesterol, I take medication. I got to watch it, you know. So one day I will go to a White Castle and just order more like that. I really will. Yeah. So, listen, I lost 5 or 6 pounds recently, so that's pretty good. You know, that's amazing. So I've cut down a few things. Okay, and so, like I said before, if you're in the neighborhood, just stop by. You know, have a last meal. You know, it's till tomorrow on Sunday. You know, I have a funny feeling some of the kids in high school will go there for old time's sake, if they can, like that. Okay. Before I sign off, I want to mention one thing. I had an interview this week with comedian Matt Kissane. He sent me a message. He says he'd like to do an interview on his podcast. And I said, yeah, why not? Yeah. He would ask me how he got Band of Chicago started. And I talked about that to him. That was fun. I had a good time. And he was very patient, very nice guy. He's funny. I like him. He does a great Chris Farley impersonation. So he's a local comedian. He has appeared on television and he performs at clubs. Very nice man. Very nice man. And we had a ball. They really did. So you can find the interview on my profile or on his profile on social media. Just click on it. It's about, well, for me, it was about, it's length, not lengthy. It's about half an hour, less than a half an hour. So I get down to the nitty gritty. I talk about in the beginning how I started, what I'm doing now, and it's interesting. I love talking about it. I really do. And I'm enjoying it every day. Mm-hmm. Okay, so so that's it, folks. I'll do a wrap up of what I talked about this morning and what I talked about in this episode. Excuse me. I talked about my health status. Also, I talked about Roz Varen, the traffic reporter from WLS TV Channel 7 in Chicago, which she's retired yesterday, officially retired. And I talked about White Castle Hamburger Restaurants. That's at West 79th Street and South Pulaski Road in Chicago in the Ashburn neighborhood right on the corner, which is closing tomorrow. Okay. I will probably do another podcast tomorrow. I got one idea I will discuss, maybe one or two. I'll keep that in mind and I will let you know. Of course, this podcast will be published wherever podcasts are available. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, I think they stopped. Excuse me, they stopped like last week. So I don't think you can access it on your app. So I haven't checked yet, but I don't think so. So it's Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, wherever podcasts are available, you just hit follow. Also, it'll be on my blog, vanishchicagoland.blog. Also, it'll be shared on my social media accounts, Facebook, X, LinkedIn, Reddit, Threads, TikTok, and Blue Sky. So you can find it, and you can click on the link, and you can listen anytime, any place. Also, it'll be on my YouTube channel. Again, people have asked me, where do I find your podcast? Where do I find your podcast? You can find it on YouTube. Do a search. Type in Van Chicago and Stories or my name, Pete Costanis. You will find it. Click subscribe. And you'll get the latest episode. Also, you can listen to previous episodes if you wish. Anytime, any place. On any devices. Your desktop, your laptop, your phone. Anywhere, or even on your Fire Stick, or Amazon Fire Stick, you can listen if you have a YouTube channel. Okay, this is Pete Costanis, your host of Van Chicago Stories. Thank you for joining me. Today looks like a nice day. The sky is blue, a little chilly. Hopefully tomorrow will be better. No, I heard tomorrow's been cold. That's what I just remembered. But hopefully you'll get a nice weekend. Then we have the eclipse on Monday. I look forward to that. So everyone have a great day. Thank you for joining me here. So it's bye-bye for me. And here's Ray Rayner with a little traveling music saying bye-bye-bye. Take care, everyone, and so on.
We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.